Field and Stream's Colin Kearns goes whitetail hunting in Nebraska. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I've become friends with some people out in western Nebraska, and over the course of 4 years, I went back to Nebraska to deer hunt three times. First during the rifle season, then the archery season, and then finally in the muzzleloader season. The first two seasons, I had some close calls, but I couldn't make it work. And then finally during the muzzleloader season, I shot a whitetail buck. And so it's just about my journeys back and forth there over the years and the friendships that I've made. And
you know, it's kind of funny because Nebraska has a reputation of just being big and flat, but I've been out there a lot of times and it's absolutely gorgeous, particularly on the hunting side.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. You know, I think a lot of people associate it with just nothing but cornfields, but in western Nebraska, especially when you get into the Sand Hills region, it's really beautiful country. There's a lot of great terrain, you know, big mesas that you can, and bluffs that you can hike up to and glass down below. And they have lots of game there, whitetails, mule deer, pronghorn. And it's just a spectacular place that probably isn't on the radar of a lot of hunters, but it's worth visiting. I went there three times, so that should tell you something.
Colin told me that after the first two times with no success, he kind of had a feeling of failure. But after 45 minutes into day one of the muzzle loading season, with the muzzle loader stable on the sticks and the crosshair settling over vitals, the former was an afterthought. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.